man to be bouncing around to be pretty busy at the moment. Michael Beattie at Grafton. Morning, Michael.
Yes, there is a little bit happening, Sean. There's no doubt about that. In fact, Tanya just asked me off air whether I was having trouble with my mobile. I said the only trouble I'm having is it won't stop ringing.
Yeah, that'd be about right. Now, you've had a couple of days. You've got under the belt already. And tomorrow, Ramorny, Thursday, the Cup, the good fields.
Yeah, very, very happy, especially with the Ramorny handicap, Sean. It's a tremendous race this year. Look, we have lost a couple of horses. Mount Nebo has come out after drawing Barrier 15, and the first emergency tail event, who drew Barrier 16, hasn't taken the opportunity of a run. Clearly, both those withdrawals are due to the fact of where those horses drew.
Yeah.
Also, Jeremy Sylvester at this stage hasn't named a rider for AMN who drew Barrier 20. But regardless of that, it'll be a capacity field, I have no doubt about that, and should be an absolutely fantastic race.
Yeah, it looks like a beauty. It's great quality, isn't it? Good horses.
Yeah, look, there is. We've got three horses accepted in the race that are rated 100 or above. And for a country sprint race anywhere in Australia, you've got to be happy with that. And look, it really is a high quality sprint race this year, and as it always is. But I think for the Ramorny handicap, you've got to say this year it's a really stellar lineup and a great betting race. There's plenty of chances.
And you got top jocks riding there too.
Yeah, plenty of good riders coming, which is great. Josh Adams, the comeback kid, he's going particularly well. Andrew Atkins, currently the leading apprentice in Sydney. We've got Larry Cassidy and Jeff Lloyd coming down from Brisbane. Corey Brown's going around in the race. Tegan Harrison, Jim Byrne, Robert Thompson. I suppose you could say they bat through to the physiotherapist.
it is fantastic. Weather-wise, what's it look like?
Absolutely gorgeous day today. Couldn't be happier. And that weather is actually predicted to roll right through into tomorrow. Just at the moment, the forecast worries me just a little for Thursday. Not that we're supposed to get so much rain, but the weather app that I rely on tells us that we're going to get a shower around about midday. Now, that'll be the time when people are deciding whether they're coming to the races, but it's supposed to be a very short shower and clear up quickly. So I'm hoping that doesn't have too much of a negative effect on the crowd on Thursday. I'm absolutely convinced it'll have little effect at all on the track, but I would like the people to still come and watch the racing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll catch you there tomorrow morning, and look forward to the 2 days of the carnival. It looks fantastic at this stage, Michael.
Thank you very much, Sean. We'll look forward to catching up with you somewhere in the social activities tonight.
Good on you. No worries at all. Michael Beattie joining us there from Grafton.